we were forced to cut assistance to about 3.6 million people in need in Eastern DRC because we do not have enough funds to sustain our operations. And this comes after months and months of warning that this day will come if we do not receive the resources that we need to support and reach those who need our support.
Is it because of lack of resources or because of the fighting that is taking place there?
The fighting and the conflict that's been intensifying is obviously driving hunger rates really high in the DRC. The reason why we were forced to make these cuts is because we do not have the financial resources. We're 100% dependent on voluntary funds. So we advocate to raise funds for the operations to sustain them. And unfortunately, this year in the DRC and elsewhere in a lot of operations, we were put in a very difficult situation where we had to cut simply because we didn't have enough financial resources to continue our operations.
When you talk about lack of resources, how much does WFP need to carry on your work?
We need about $876 million for our response in DRC. And what we have currently is less than 22% of that required amount. So the funding gap is at around $688 million.
There are many displaced people in the Eastern Congo. What can you tell us about the type of work you are doing there?
I mean, we're providing assistance and, of course, focusing on the most vulnerable. And that usually includes the displaced, the women, the children. And what's really unfortunate is DRC is a country that which has an abundance of resources. The fact that there is the conflict, which has been intensifying, disease, displacement, poor infrastructure, this has forced more than 25 million into crisis or emergency levels of hunger. This is why we are in the situation that we are today. Needs are growing, and at the same time, the financial resources are dwindling.
Shaza, funding is very crucial too, but there are some people who are saying, why can't the WFP stay because the people there need you most?
We are adamant and staying and delivering, and we are continuing to appeal for continuous funds. If we don't have the financial resources, unfortunately, as in other cases in other country contexts, we are forced to make painful decisions. And we cannot continue our operations if we don't have the funds to sustain them. And that doesn't mean that, you know, the vulnerability or the food security situation is better. No, absolutely not. We're very aware of the needs and we are adamant to stay.
Shaza, thank you so much again. A pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you so much.